This is Richard Solomon, 88.1 FM, WCWP, and this is a segment I call Off the Beaten Path, where we like to explore the little hidden treasures throughout the New York area for all of the locals who listen. If you're catching this on podcast, well, maybe if you come as a tourist, you'll enjoy some of the sights and scenes that we are discussing in these segments. Today, we are at RBC NYC, which, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, I had one of the best cups of coffee I've had in a long time. We are located on...
We're at 71 Worth Street in the Tribeca neighborhood between Church and Broadway.
Okay. Yeah. And you're Eric?
I'm Eric. I'm the assistant manager of RBC.
And you're Brendan?
Brendan, yes.
All right. So wait, come closer to some of the microphones. Everybody can hear you. All right. So you guys have, first of all, a beautiful space. It's really, really nice. You have all this, like, scientific type of equipment. My friend Moses, who loves coffee, who's from South America, he's from Venezuela, he would love this. Tell me a little bit about, because you have some really cool stuff. You made a great latte, and you've got some things. You said your signature dish was this Vietnamese coffee. Could you just share a little bit about your coffee?
Okay. Well, RBC, we've been around for 2 years now, and really the main focus of RBC is to have a shop that highlights multi-roasters, which means we have a lot of roasters in our shop, about 8 currently at the moment. And they're all generally small roasters, too, so that are scattered throughout the United States. A lot of drinks that we offer here, you find in a lot of other coffee shops, but what we have here, we try to really present very well and use high-quality coffee and basically, you know, present the best cup of coffee we can using the latest and greatest technology.
What was interesting is I was filming for one of my websites in the neighborhood. I saw a guy had a nice cup of coffee in his hand, and it had right in front. I saw your sign, so I figured, all right, maybe this is the place to go because, you know, follow the lead. So tell me about your Vietnamese coffee.
Vietnamese coffee is a signature drink at RBC NYC, and basically is composed of a third of condensed milk, a shot of espresso, and steamed milk served in a shot glass. It's not the typical Vietnamese coffee that you expect to see like in a Vietnamese restaurant. It's really our take on it. It's really a delicious drink. It's nice and sweet. It's really balanced, but it's small and you get a lot for such a small drink. It's amazing.
I see you have something called a hit and run. What's that?
The hit and run is a shot of espresso to stay and a cup of coffee to go. So get that hit of espresso, and then you get that coffee to get you running out the door.
Well, you know, my wife and I just had a baby, so that's probably the drink I'll be using from now on.
it's very popular with our regulars. You know, people come in every day.
What is an Arnold Palmer?
Arnold Palmer is, that's named after the
famous golfer.
Famous golfer. That's the drink that he originated. It's a black coffee. It's a black tea. Iced tea with lemonade.
Oh, okay. And what is a cortado?
Cortado is another drink. It's basically in between the size of a macchiato and a cappuccino. It's about 5 ounces in size. And it's about half espresso and half steamed milk. And we serve it in like a rocks glass. So it's a really nice drink if you want something that's strong and small, but you don't want something as small as a macchiato or something as large as a cappuccino.
Tell me about your equipment. You have all this, like, really wild stuff here. How much of that, in addition to the different kinds of beans and roasters, would you say has an impact on the what you produce?
Well, a lot, actually. One of the unique highlights of this shop is our espresso machine. It's called the Slayer. And we were the first to have it on the East Coast. Basically, it's made from a company in Seattle of the same name. And what it does, it allows the barista to manipulate and control the pressure that's being applied to the espresso. So it enables us to do a lot of unique things and bring out a lot of unique flavors out of espresso.
All right, one last question. I see you have a live feed here of a gentleman in a pool with a puppy. What's all that about?
The television, that's one of the three questions we get asked here a lot. That question being, what is that screen? And the screen is a live feed of Water for Dogs. It's a company that's owned by the same ownership of RBC. And basically, customers come in and they want to watch their dog swim. It's a dog therapy pool. A lot of those dogs have injuries or hip problems. And you'll watch them throughout the day. There's a therapist in there right now swimming one of the dogs. So a customer of Water for Dogs will come in and watch their dog swim. That's really unique.
So what were the other two questions that you're most often asked, since you tantalized me.
Oh, okay. The number one question is, what does RBC stand for?
Okay, what is that?
And we don't know. And it's a secret that only the owners know, and they're not telling.
Okay.
But we do run a contest where people basically, they can guess on it. We have a fishbowl in the front, and then people drop in their answers. And, you know, the best answers, we send out free coffee, you know.
Radio Broadcast Central.
That is a good – you should put that in
there. I'm putting it in.
Put it in. Let's see, RBC. And then the third question is, where is the Slayer, or what is this Slayer? So – that's basically our espresso machine. So those are the three top questions.
All right, cool. And then do you have any snacks to go along with your beverages?
Absolutely. We have a lot of fine pastries from Bouchon Bakery and cookies from Downtown Cookie Company. And we get sandwiches during the week from Eli Zabar's. So really great stuff.
Really cool. Okay, you're located at 71 Worth Street between
Church and Broadway.
There you go. I'm sure you get a lot of business traffic during the week.
We get a lot of regulars. We get a lot of people from the courthouse and from the law school, and just a lot of people in the neighborhood that just come, and we're a destination. A lot of people in the coffee community know who we are and seek us out.
All right, well, when I have court appearances at 346 Broadway / 108 Leonard Street, I know that this is where I'm coming for my post-verdict cup of coffee.
Well, we give a discount to jury duty people, so if you do have your jury card, we give a discount for that, so it doesn't hurt to come down.
All right, and your hours are?
We're 7 to 7 during the week and 9 to 6 on weekends.
All right. This is Richard Solomon, 88.1 FM. I'd like to thank Eric and Brendan for taking some time and sharing their coffee secrets with me, and if you are in the neighborhood, drop by. You will not be disappointed.
Thank you very much.